Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our biblical introduction to our study of Joel 1, verses 13 and 14, we were talking about the responsibility of Christians to be involved in the decision-making processes of government. Have your Bibles ready as we continue that thought today. But now let me just go on and say this. And this may be happening where you are. I had a couple people, I mentioned this in my church, and come tell me, oh, this is happening in New York City. This is happening in such and such a city. It's usually just big cities. But don't be surprised if it's not happened by the time you listen to this. It may happen soon. That as men get out there in the summer and they've got their shirt off and they're mowing yards and they're working and doing heavy labor, that all of a sudden you're going to see these ladies, females, should I say, that will say, we have a right also to walk around without a top on. And so they will walk around without a top. They'll go topless. And, of course, that's just the height of moral degradation. You say, that would never happen. Did you ever think homosexual marriage would happen? Did you ever think gender-neutral bathrooms would happen? You better wake up and smell the coffee. You know, I think of the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was given a chance to go back to Jerusalem. He knew that if he goes back to Jerusalem to answer for himself, that he'll get killed along the route going back. And so he says, I appeal unto Caesar. And he could do that because he was a Roman citizen. And I use that illustration to show that sometimes you do use the law because, hey, does Romans 13 tell us that the powers that are there, that we're to obey them, but these powers are of God. And so if God has given us a government and powers to do something, then we ought to do it. And I can see maybe getting amendments on these things would be one of the best ways to do that. And that's my opinion. And that was free, my friend. Now, we also see abortion. You know, my opinion, and I believe I speak for God on this, abortion is cold-blooded murder. And so, now, that's the one murder in America for which people do not get arrested. They even get praised. And we think our country is all right? The suppression of the Christian religion, while violent religions are free to express themselves and continue their violence. We have one man who tried to get the textbooks that our local schools used for history, to get them changed because it had just one paragraph and it was not in a good light of America's and its Christian religion. But it had a few pages of how wonderful Islam was. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? It promotes that children are wards of the state. In other words, it takes a village to raise a child. And that's just heading towards world governments and taking the responsibility and even the authority to raise your children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord from you. And the priest, who would serve as today what we'd call pastors, who should be leading in the paths of holiness and righteousness, are not calling their social drinking, and their disrespect of God's house with their contemporary music, and their compromise with false doctrine, and that's what it is, they're compromising, and they're not calling it what it is. You say, what is it? It's sin, sin, sin. Now, what is a real shame is there are people who name the name of Christ who will be more upset with me for saying some of these things I've already said than they will be with the people actually doing the sin and the churches corrupting themselves. And it reminds me of Galatians chapter 4, verse 16, where under the direction of the Holy Spirit, word for word, the apostle wrote this to the church at Galatia, "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Speaking the truth in love is one thing. Receiving the truth in love is usually not there. People get upset." Someone talked to me about, well, don't you think that you're just putting them on guilt trips? Look, I get put on guilt trips quite a bit. When it's from the Word of God, I get put on the guilt trip. But you know what I've also found? I've also found that when I confess that sin and forsake it, that God lifts a heavy burden. And boy, there's a joy. And what's neat about that is that I realize I was missing out on a joy. Even before I was convicted of the sin, I was missing out on a joy because it did not allow me to have the fullness of the fellowship and joyous fellowship that I should have been having with the Lord. So I'm thankful for hard preaching on things that may get into our inner man and really interrupt the work of God there through our lives. Now, let me go on to say this. It's far worse that those who name the name of Christ and are called his preachers. Now, there's some men out there, and I've heard them, they get upset when you say preacher to them. I'm a pastor. I'm not a preacher. Well, you know, Paul called himself a preacher, and the Bible identifies Solomon as the wisest man, a human man that lived, and he called himself a preacher. Now, two of the best men in the Bible were preachers, and they called themselves preacher. I feel unworthy to call myself a preacher. But it's not a derogatory term. That's a great thing. It's a higher term than pastor or anything else. But they call themselves preachers, and they will not name sin for fear of the people, as well as not called to righteousness. Then they are merely wolves in sheep's clothing. It's time to get away from this world that is always down on anything that is holy and righteous and pleasing unto God. And they call themselves Christians. We've got to get away from that, folks. Now, verse 15, when we get there, we'll mention the day of the Lord. It is a result of a corrupted clergy who have corrupted worship and have led the people to corrupted ways of living. And it must be the goal of this radio preacher and every preacher or pastor to see 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. Where we read, "I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may," now listen to this, "present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." Now, friends, let me just say this. There will not be revival in the church until there is revival in the pulpits. Without revival following in the local churches, the USA will be judged severely. because judgment begins at the house of God. But what follows is a fearful thing. So we must first be a chaste virgin, not bedding down with the world. That is God's desire. And as his messenger, I must share that desire, and I must carry out that desire myself. Now, that's really a long introduction to these verses, but I think that it was very necessary. But now let's move on. Now we go back and we look at verse 13 again. He said, gird yourselves and lament, ye priests, how ye ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. For the meat offering, the drink offering, is withholden from the house of God. Well, as pastors, we need to be the first responders to calamity. God, verse 13 tells us, calls for us to do this. He calls him the priest. Now, there are three things about the priest which should be true of every pastor of a local church. First, there were the teaching priests. As a matter of fact, King Jehoshaphat would send them out during his reign to the people, and many would mock. And I see that today. We have, as ignorant a church population of doctrine, ignorant of doctrine, in America, I think, as we've ever had. They prefer entertainment or the itching ears of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, where they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, feelings oriented, make me feel good, speak on psychology and things of that nature. It makes me feel good about myself and doesn't call me to repent. And so today we find that they know much religious psychology, but they don't know good, sound doctrine. Most do not know holiness. As a result, we're even graduating from so-called Christian Bible colleges, graduates that have no idea of holiness. You've heard me say it on this broadcast before, but I think that every Christian college should have at least one semester in which the subject of holiness from the Bible, not somebody's philosophy, but from the Bible, is taught for an entire semester. Matter of fact, I'd like to see if they're setting to be a preacher for it to be a whole year.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
might be